Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you, along with producer Rosemary Brandt. We welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Tuesday, December the 17th, 2013. We are live each weekday, 12:04 to 1 on AM 1030, KVOI The Voice. And we live stream our show, so you don't necessarily have to be in front of a radio. You can be in front of a computer, and you can be streaming the show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. And you can hear our programs anytime, anywhere through our popular podcast program at buckmastershow.com. We also have the show podcasted at tucsonsentinel.com and tucsoncitizen.com, plus links now to the show on Inside Tucson Business, Green Valley News, Saharita Sun, and Blog for Arizona. Our thanks to all of our media partners. This noon hour, we talk with our Buckmaster Show contributor on health, Dr. Victoria Mazes. We're going to talk for a few minutes about gratitude during this season of giving. 20 minutes past the hour, certified financial planner Shelley Fishman with the Tuesday Moneymaker Report. Shelley is next to me in studio, and he's got a sort of a mixed smile on his face. That means the market's sort of mixed for the day. Half past the hour, Richard White is with us. Mr. White heads up the American Red Cross here in Tucson, and then we'll be talking about that organization's special. Really, it's a time where they really have a lot of special needs this time of year. And we'll close out the show with every other Tuesday Buckmaster Arts Report presented by the Fox Tucson Theater. And our presenter is Margaret Regan, the arts editor of the Tucson Weekly. Our 790-2040 Buckmaster Show comment line is now open for you. We also invite you to join us on the Bill Buckmaster Facebook page. You know, gift giving, of course, has become the centerpiece of Hanukkah and Christmas, but often gratitude is pushed to the sidelines. It's a shame that giving thanks is often relegated to one day a year, that being the fourth Thursday of November, Thanksgiving. Let's talk now about gratitude this holiday season with Dr. Victoria Mazes, an internationally recognized leader in integrative medicine. She's the executive director of the UA-based Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine and a UA professor of medicine, family and community medicine, and public health. She is also the co-editor of Integrative Women's Health. Her latest book is titled Be Fruitful, The Essential Guide to Maximizing Fertility and Giving Birth to a Healthy Child. Dr. Mazes, how are you today?
I'm well, thank you.
It's good to talk with you as usual, and I do want to talk a little bit about gratitude. As I said in the intro, kind of gets pushed aside. We're so preoccupied, it seems like, with gift giving. It's too bad we can't make gratitude really a part of our lives every day, correct?
Well, I think the idea is that we can. And you might wonder why an integrative medicine physician is talking about gratitude. Well, it turns out it can have profound effects on our health, our psychological health, physical health, and the health of our social relationships are all impacted by whether or not we practice gratitude.
How do you practice gratitude?
Well, great question, Bill. So gratitude can actually be a spiritual practice. And the way that I recommend people do it is very simply each day thinking over your day and coming up with three different things that you feel grateful for. They can be incredibly simple things like, wow, my bed is so comfortable and it's such a pleasure to get into it. Or it could be, I'm so grateful to my assistant who, you know, took care of that really important problem for me today. I'm so grateful to my parent, sister, brother, spouse, child for, you know, fill in the blank. And to really review your day with that lens, intentionally looking for three things that you feel deeply grateful for.
Is that is it something that you would write down, or is it just something in your mind when you first get up in the morning?
Well, it's a great question, and the people who have researched gratitude, and this actually has been researched, suggest that people keep a gratitude journal. So this could be a separate little notebook where you write down some of the things. As I said, three is what's recommended each day that you feel grateful for, and that you do this for 3 full weeks, so nightly for 3 weeks. And what they find is in just those 21 days' time, doing this practice can increase optimism and happiness. It can lead you to feel more alive, alert, that you have fewer aches and pains, that you sleep better and feel more refreshed when you wake up. So it can really have a wide range of effects.
You're changing in other the focus that many of us have, and that is being upset about three different things every day.
Yes,
three or more.
You know, I mean, some people's practice is to watch the news before they go to sleep, and that obviously can kind of fill you with a lot of the difficulties that are going on in the world. And I mean, those difficulties will wait for you till tomorrow, most likely. And so to intentionally choose to focus on the good, and all of us have things we can find in our lives to feel grateful for, and to really evoke that emotional response that comes with it. I have to say, since I've been doing this, you know, I find myself just going to sleep more easily, and you know, in a very different state of mind. And often when I wake up, I still will, the first thing that will come into my head will be something that I feel grateful for.
And, of course, your colleague and the founder of the Center for Integrative Medicine, Dr. Andrew Weil, has written extensively about gratitude. And I've talked with Dr. Weil in the past, and I know you have as well, about actually maybe unplugging from the news, taking what he calls kind of a mini news fast. It doesn't mean that you're not being informed, but maybe not being informed on watching the TV news maybe for a day or two.
Yes, so that's another practice of a news fast that Dr. Weil recommends, and I think that it can be a really valuable practice to unplug for a while, as you put it, to not allow some of those really challenging images to come into your eyes and your brain, and not have that be the evocative imagery right before you go to sleep. I think that can make it more difficult to sleep, and so it may be well worth people deciding to do a news fast for some period of time.
Dr. Victoria Mays is with us. Dr. Mays is the executive director of the UA-based Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine. How do you get through this crazy time of year, Dr. Mays? I mean, there's so many things that we need to be doing. It seems like people running around. It's crazy. How do you handle it?
Well, you know, there's a Zen proverb that says, you know, when you're too busy to meditate, you have to do twice as much. So I think the answer is that we really have to focus on our self-care practices. And in my own life, I have a commitment to exercising every day because I am human. You know, if I miss one day, I say, well, that's okay, as long as I get at least 6 out of the 7. I think eating a healthy diet is incredibly important, getting enough sleep, having some kind of centering practice. For me, I regularly practice yoga. I have a regular breathing practice, and I have to admit I'm not as regular a meditator as I wish I was, but I do that some of the time, and then I've been doing this gratitude practice. So I think it's important for each of us to consider in our own lives what are the practices that we have and how well are we following them during this very busy and for many people very stressful time of year.
And for many people depressing time of year.
Well, that could be as well. We are approaching the winter solstice. It's the shortest days of the year. The night comes on early and There's often great expectations that the holidays should be a particular way. Sometimes people are gathered with their families, which they hope will make them happy. And while, of course, gathering with your family can make you very happy, sometimes it also can be stressful. Family relationships are not always as ideal as we would want them to be. And so, once again, having ways that you know to center, to quiet, to calm, and then I think focusing on the positive, focusing on the things that you do have a sense of gratitude for, so that your attention is focused on positive. The positive psychology folks tell us that we're wired to see the negative more, because the negative told us that there could be danger afoot, and therefore we need to pay attention to the signals for danger and the negative things. So it takes more positive stimuli to catch our attention than it would to get into that negative frame of mind, and therefore we have to actually look for those positives in our lives.
I've been trying to get about 10 minutes a day of kind of just working in the garden, getting that sunlight this time of year. What do you think about that?
I think that's fabulous. There's clearly a link between vitamin D deficiency mm-hmm. and depression, and we get less vitamin D exposure in these shorter days. We're lucky because we live at a southern enough latitude that we can still make vitamin D in the winter, but of course there are fewer hours, and then the gardening itself, the physical activity, the proximity to nature, the pleasure in seeing the plants poke their little leaves through the ground and begin to develop. If you're planting things that you can eat, I have some raised beds, and being able to gather lettuce this time of year from the garden gives me a lot of pleasure. And so I think being outdoor in the sun, being in nature are all wonderful things to do to help manage mood.
All right, Dr. Victoria Mazes, we thank you very much for your service to this program and to the community. Want to wish you and yours a very happy holiday season. We'll see you in early January. Thank you.
A pleasure to be on your show, and best wishes to all your listeners.
Thank you very much, Dr. Victoria Mazes. She is the contributor on health to the Buckmaster Show. We're very honored to have her a part of the team. We're also very honored to have as part of the team Shelley Fishman, certified financial planner, who is with me in studio. And Shelley and I will be talking about maybe a little gratitude for this year's financial markets as we continue.
When you give to United Way of Tucson and Southern Arizona, you create opportunities for positive change in the lives of more than 100,000 children, families, and seniors in our community. So be a part of the change. Visit UnitedWayTucson.org.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. Since 1987, Tucson's been home to one of America's premier sources of fine Persian and top-quality imported rugs at competitive and affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 26 years as the place to see one-of-a-kind, new and antique quality rugs. The Rug Gallery in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and at RugGalleryAZ.com and on Facebook or call 571-RUGS or 571-7847.
When you give to United Way of Tucson and Southern Arizona, you create opportunities for positive change in the lives of more than 100,000 children, families, and seniors in our community. So be a part of the change. Visit UnitedWayTucson.org.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial services professional located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And certified financial planner Shelley Fishman, one of the things, the three things today that I am very happy and have lots of gratitude towards Shelley for being our Tuesday Moneymaker host. Also, very gratifying having Rosemary Brandt on the other side of the glass as our producer. Those are two of the three that Dr. Mays has recommended.
There you go. Well, Bill, the universe heard you because when we started this show today, the market was down. And now it's up a little bit.
There you go. Shelley, first of all, happy holiday
and
season
to you, Bill.
And
to all our listeners, too.
It's been a really, really good year for the Dow and S&P.
Yeah, well, the S&P is up about 25%. The NASDAQ's about 33% for the year. And our friend the Dow is just over 20%, about 21%. Let's see how the next 2 weeks takes us. But it has been a better year than pretty much anybody, including myself, forecasted.
But you were in the double digit area.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And the Fed has their meeting underway, I guess.
Yes, they do.
Currently.
Yeah, currently and tomorrow. And there'll be a press conference, I believe, tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And, the Open Market Committee gets together and they determine really how important the balance between controlling inflation and controlling unemployment is. And that's their two charges. And right now they've got interest rates about as low as they can get them. And the other thing they're doing is called this quantitative easing. So the Fed has been buying about $85 billion with a B. Dollars worth of bonds every month. They come in two flavors, treasuries and also mortgage obligations. And the general consensus is that at some point in the foreseeable future that they're going to ease off on the quantitative easing piece and start reducing the monthly amount that they're purchasing, that really has been in some senses propping up the economy and the market. As the economy does better, and nobody can complain about this market. So the speculation then is, well, when do they get started?
Mm-hmm.
And when they do, is it all baked into the market price of bonds, bond funds, and stocks, or is their announcement that it's going to get started going to cause, you know, some dislocations in the market when that happens?
And there's been quite a bit of there's a Santa Claus rally that normally happens.
December can be a very nice month after, you know, October is typically the month where tragedies, you know, happen. Didn't happen that way this year. This year is a little unusual. We've had a pullback in December. It's been an organized, moderate pullback. And, the market keeps on bouncing around that 16,000 point mark, and quite frankly, if we wind up the year just below 16,000, I don't think anybody can complain.
No, so long term and short term on the Fed meeting. Long term being
long term, the question is going to be how will Fed easing affect the economy, and will the economy be strong enough on its own to continue its pace of growth, which is, you know, running at around 2.5 to 3%. So does it need that prop? And if it doesn't need the prop, that's a good thing, because most economists and most market people believe that at some point we have to normalize. We have to let this economy and these markets find their way to these levels on their own. Also, you know, when you keep interest rates this low for this long, and part of what QE2 does is what quantitative easing does is it keeps long-term, or it's intended to keep long-term interest rates as low as possible. So when you do that, now that's good for the housing market because it's good for mortgage loans, but there's a lot of people out there in the world who really do rely on some level of interest rate income to survive. And there's a whole industry in the banking world that is not the biggest banks that get a lot of their money from investments, but those banks that just do banking and the credit union world that really can't survive well with interest rates as low as they are. So this balance that the Fed has tried to establish, you know, you could argue that it's worked pretty well. I would argue that it's worked pretty well. But I'd also argue that it's time to begin to back off, and I think that's the general consensus. Don't think it'll happen tomorrow, but I do think it'll happen, you know, sometime in the first quarter of next year.
So generally, we are looking with a couple of weeks to go in 2013 at for investors, been a very good year.
Yeah, for investors who have some portion of their portfolio in equities, it's been a pretty good year. For those investors who are strictly in fixed income in the bond market, and especially in the municipal bond market, they've taken a beating.
And those who have gone the route of the precious metals have taken a beating.
Absolutely.
This year.
The hedges, the things that we keep in our portfolio to protect us against bad things, have, number one, not been necessary this year, and number two, been a drag on those portfolios. This has been a year that kind of teaches us that the general wisdom, which is that you have to have some exposure to risk in your portfolio, is in fact wisdom.
Mm-hmm. Shelley Fishman with us, certified financial planner. Shelley is always willing and able to sit down and either in person, face to face, or chat on the phone.
That's what I do.
I mean, that's what you do.
Sure.
You talk.
We talk, and I try to help people. I try to put things in perspective for people. You know, we talk, you and I, Bill, sometimes about, you know, the politics of what goes on and, you know, is it left-leaning or right-leaning? And, you know, if you say good things about the economy, will, you know, half the people in the galaxy think you're a nut? If you say bad things, will the other half think, you know, think you're a pessimist? And, you know, you try to walk down the middle path and try to see what clients are really about and what resonates with clients. And then you make a determination, as do they, as to whether there's a good match between, you know, your perspective on things and what they need.
All right. Shelley Fishman will be with us next week. We're going to take Christmas Eve off, which is 1 week from today. We will have a program here, a best of program and Christmas Day. And Shelley then joins me Thursday. Shelley and I will be chatting for a half an hour. Dr. George Hammond, the UA economist.
That's going to be great. I am really really looking for that.
Looking forward to talking about the Arizona economy. Shelley, best way to get a hold of you?
A couple of ways. ShelleyFishman.com, BuckmasterShow.com, 940-0884, my new number.
All right, Shelley, have a great holiday season.
You too, Bill.
See you next week.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial, Pyramid Federal Credit Union, or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance products offered through LPL Financial or its licensed affiliates. Investment and insurance products are not NCUA insured, not credit union guaranteed, and may lose value.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. According to initial reports out of Afghanistan, the crew of the U.S. Army helicopter had some mechanical problems and then came under fire as the copter crashed earlier today. Six U.S. service members were killed. The Northeast seeing more snow and some frigid temperatures, even as crews still clean up from a weekend snowstorm. November turned out to be a hot month for the planet Earth. Government researchers report today that last month set a heat record. A teacher in New Mexico who told a black student that Santa Claus is white has been placed on paid administrative leave. School district spokesman confirming the punishment today to an Albuquerque TV station. Stocks mixed on Wall Street. The Dow up 13 points. The NASDAQ ahead 3. The S&P 2 points lower. More details at srnnews.com.
This is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Whether you shower, clean, or drink it, you will come in contact with water every day. So the question is, how often do you think about what's in your water and how is your water affecting you and your loved ones? The fact is, there are likely contaminants in your water that will have an effect on the taste and smell of the water, not to mention why water is chlorinated. The good news is that Culligan has a solution. The Culligan AC30 Reverse Osmosis Drinking Water System is the powerful solution for filtering out impurities that affect your water. This state-of-the-art solution reduces chlorine and other contaminants that affect the taste and smell of your water. Of course, some contaminants may not be in your water. Why not take your drinking water to the next level with a Culligan drinking water system for $9.95 per month for the first 3 months service on an annual rental agreement? Call 792-9700 for details. That's 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Another business trip? Why don't you just drive instead of fly?
Well, nobody brings me snacks or drinks in my car. Very seldom do I get to watch a first-run movie or take a nap while driving.
No, seriously. It must be much cheaper to drive.
Not really. I checked out TIA's cost comparison calculator. Flying from Tucson isn't just convenient. It can actually save money.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion of the Buckmaster Show presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, just three and a half hours east of Tucson to walk through life as it was in the 12th century at the world-famous Gila Cliff Dwellings, just north of historic Silver City with its rich Western history, the great galleries, museums, including the finest collection of Mimbres pottery in the world, is at Western New Mexico University. Check out their website, Southwest New Mexico, spelled out, .org, the listing there of all the fine places to stay, including Georgetown Cabins and Silver City KOA. Again, it's southwestnewmexico.org. Our thanks to Silver City and Grant County being a great sponsor of the Buckmaster Show. Let's welcome now Richard White, Executive Director of the American Red Cross here in Tucson. Richard, how are you?
Bill, I'm doing very well, thank you.
You are looking well. I like very much your green tie, very much in keeping with the holidays.
Well, we're trying to be festive. We have a lot of work to do, but we can also take a little pause and enjoy the holiday season too.
Busy week for the Red Cross. A lot of people don't understand that when folks are burned out, there's a fire at a house, and families are pretty much often left out with nowhere to go. The Red Cross here steps up.
Well, on a 76-degree, bright blue sky, sunny day, it's hard to imagine that every 40 hours a family here in southern Arizona loses their home to a fire or a flood. And we just finished the five busiest days that I've experienced in my 13 and a half years as the Red Cross director. We had seven fires, a total of 52 individuals, including 21 children. They all were in the middle of the night when it was pretty cold, and they've all lost their homes. So our volunteer teams were out on the scene within an hour, providing a loaded debit card, enough for them to get meals, clothing, safe shelter, mental health services. This is what we do.
And the fire department, you have an arrangement that when there's one of these fires, somebody will call your organization, I guess, huh?
When a family is displaced because of a fire or flood, the fire chief or the public information officer calls Red Cross 24/7. We have teams of volunteers who take a week at a time, and whichever team is on call, they will move to the scene very quickly. There's no means test. We just want to find out what the family needs, and we do our best to take care of them at often the worst point in their entire lives.
Yeah, it's a horrible thing, and thank goodness that the Red Cross is there to step in, and that is part of your budget process, taking care of these people.
Well, we do budget for food, clothing, shelter, replacing eyeglasses, medications. However, we are so beyond our budget this year. We were tracking well ahead as far as our expenses before this busy period. So we are going to have to redouble our efforts to look out to the community for financial assistance so that we can be there for every family when they lose their home and they need the Red Cross.
Richard White is here from the American Red Cross. What about the blood part of the business?
December is always the most difficult, challenging month to collect blood. It's not just Tucson, it's all around the country. People understandably are preoccupied with vacations, holidays, parties, and they just as soon put off their donation until January or February. Unfortunately, people need blood every day, every hour around the country. We need to bring in close to 60,000 units of blood here to take care of the needs of the Southern Arizona hospitals. And we're urging people to call 1-800 Red Cross or to go to redcrossblood.org, get answers to questions about your eligibility. You can make an appointment so you'll have very little wait time when you arrive at a donor center.
Veteran services has become a very important component of what you and your colleagues, Richard White, do.
You are correct, Bill. In addition to providing emergency messaging for usually 1,000 families that need to get a message to their armed service member each year, our Veteran Services Program, the largest in the country for any Red Cross chapter, in the past year I'm proud to report that we've helped approximately 400 veterans, many of whom were temporarily homeless, get housing, get jobs, get into educational programs so they can become financially stable on their own. And we've also helped many veterans who were in danger of eviction and becoming homeless. Through a grant from the VA, we've got 11 veterans or veteran spouses on our staff, and they work tirelessly to take care of veterans who either are homeless or face the risk of homelessness.
So if anyone knows of a homeless vet, what should they do?
If you know of a veteran who's in danger of eviction or someone who's homeless or temporarily homeless, please call or ask them to call 520-319-3678. We have a very brief intake process, and if the veteran is eligible, we'll arrange for one of our case managers to see that veteran usually within 24 hours.
And this particular component of what the Red Cross locally does has been lauded and really getting kudos as one of the finest programs serving veterans in the country, isn't it?
Well, you are correct. We've been thanked and acknowledged by the Veterans Administration. Our work actually has been read into Congress on several occasions as parts of testimony, and it's a model program we're hoping the other Red Cross chapters and other communities will accept.
How can folks help out with the Red Cross?
Bill, as you know, with the exception of our veterans program, we're 100% dependent on gifts from our Southern Arizona friends, gifts of any size. We would encourage your listeners to go to redcross.org to make a gift on our secure website, a credit card gift, to call 520-318-6740 to make a credit card gift on the phone. Your listeners can send a check to Red Cross at 2916 East Broadway, Tucson 85716. And again, gifts of any amount are greatly appreciated. We take very good care of your dollars and make sure they go directly to services. 91% of every gift we receive goes directly to services.
Some of our listeners may have seen that story in USA Today that the demand for blood nationwide has really been on the downswing, and it's actually a pretty good news story. I guess hospitals are becoming more efficient, and there's less blood often used during surgical procedures.
Bill,
are needed, not used, but needed.
Bill, you're correct. Red Cross proudly provides about 44% of the nation's blood supply. The demand and need for blood is coming down because of fewer elective surgeries. And doctors and nursing crews are working smarter. They're able to save blood and perform surgeries and other life-saving operations with less blood than they had before. So it's a good problem. We still are encouraging people to come forward because it's a lot of work to collect nearly 60,000 units of blood. And many people who'd like to give are ineligible because of their travel or medical conditions.
Let's see if we can squeeze Matthew on the Buckmaster Show live line. Richard, just slip on your headset there. Matthew, you're going to have to be very quick with Richard White. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, just quickly, I just want to comment that the Red Cross services the military 24/7 all over the world, CONUS, OCONUS, war zone, wherever you are. I've been in those op centers, 3 a.m. in the morning, 4 a.m. in the morning, you get that call. It's a Red Cross notification, gives you a verification, gives you information. They track down the family of the soldier. The soldier overseas, wherever he is,
wow.
He could be in Afghanistan, and an officer will receive that call, and they'll track down, and that's the notification that you walk over. You're able to go find that company commander or commander and notify them that one of their soldiers has an issue at home, and
wow.
It's been verified by the Red Cross. It's an amazing thing they do for this country.
Thank you, Matthew, for bringing that point out. Richard?
Well, this is something we're very proud to do, and I also point out that when we have to deliver tough news to a soldier or an airman, say in Afghanistan, we don't send an email, we don't leave a note. It is always delivered in person by a Red Cross staff person or a volunteer at every military installation in the world.
Wonderful. That's very good news. Richard White of the American Red Cross here in Tucson. Richard, we want to wish you and yours a very happy holiday season, and thank you for sharing some of your thoughts about what's going on with the Red Cross with our listeners.
Bill, you're welcome. Red Cross will continue to do everything possible to keep people in our community safe, prepared for emergencies.
Thank you very much.
Chance plays a big part in today's world. There's a 5% chance you were born with an extra rib, a 12% chance we'll have a solar megastorm in the next decade, and a 20% chance that if you got in a road accident in Sweden, it was caused by an elk. Well, Cox Business understands that chance has no place in running a small business. Get business internet and phone for just $99 a month and enjoy the 100% certainty that comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's right. You get 100% certainty with phone features like on-the-go voice manager and internet speeds faster than basic DSL. Plus, 100% confidence with service that's been honored with the J.D. Power Award for highest in customer satisfaction with small mid-sized business wireline service. Make the switch today and get some certainty in an otherwise uncertain world. There's now a 99% chance this commercial is over, except for the legal.
Offer ends 12/31/13. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply. Must be claimed within 30 days of service activation. Other conditions apply. For J.D. Power Award information, go to jdpower.com.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's vscot.com.
Inside Tucson Business is your best source for the business news of metropolitan Tucson. Whether you own or manage a company, want to start your own company, or just want to know what's happening with the region's economy, you need to read Inside Tucson Business, Southern Arizona's business news leader. Read us online at InsideTucsonBusiness.com or call 294-1200 to get your copy today. Inside Tucson Business. It's not personal. It's just business.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Eagle Eye Rare Coins is Tucson's only nationally recognized coin dealer. For more than 20 years, owner and rare coin expert Rick Snow has been Tucson's trusted advisor in evaluating your coins, currency, collectibles, gold and silver. Eagle Eye Rare Coins at 6464 East Grant Road, next to the Fort Lowell Post Office, and on the web at TucsonSilverAndGold.com or call 498-4615.
Have you had a chance to visit Biosphere 2's engaging Facebook page yet? Our likes have doubled the last 30 days, so check it out and you'll see why. Inspire and stimulate your mind with all the exciting things going on both inside and outside every day at Biosphere 2. Experience our new architecture, engineering, and history tours. The University of Arizona's Biosphere 2, a world of discovery and adventure. Like us on Facebook and visit today.
In my 25 years in Tucson, I have had only one dentist, Dr. Lisa Fogel. This highly skilled dental professional has a caring, friendly, can-do attitude that makes Dr. Fogel the choice of the Buckmaster family. Dr. Fogel's lovely state-of-the-art dental office is conveniently located on North Swan, just south of Speedway. For an appointment, call 881-1856 or visit lisafogeldentalessentials.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, the every other Tuesday arts report on Buckmaster, sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, presenting Swingin' Christmas this Thursday night. Swingin' Christmas is a holiday spectacular featuring a six-piece band and top-notch vocalists who bring everyone's favorite Christmas tunes to life. Enjoy Swingin' Christmas, presented by Lonely Street Productions, on Thursday, December 19th. For tickets and more information and to view Fox Tucson Theater's spring on sale schedule, visit foxtucson.com or call 547-3040. Let's welcome Margaret Regan. Margaret is the arts editor for the Tucson Weekly. Margaret, how are you today?
Oh, I'm good, Bill, but I've got a Christmas cold.
Oh, my goodness. So maybe it's best we're doing this telephonically.
Yes, I think so. I would not want to infect the entire staff.
No. The art story that you have in the current issue of the Weekly really talks about an ambitious and fun show at the Etherton Gallery.
Yeah, really interesting. Great show down there. Three artists, all well-known, doing very provocative works about the figure. Two of them are some of Tucson's best artists. That's Bailey Dugan and Ann Simmons Myers. The interesting thing is that Dugan is a painter. She's a feminist painter who has long recorded the aging of her own body in very beautiful paintings. This time she's collaborated with the photographer Ann Simmons Myers, who heads the photography department at Pima. So Dugan set up the whole picture of herself in very provocative poses, nudes and with odd equipment like milk pitchers and veils on her head, all kinds of symbols of female issues. And Ann Simmons Myers photographed them, and they're gorgeous, large-scale, very pungently colored prints. And then the other artist is Luis Jimenez, the late Mexican-American artist who does very interesting highbrow work with lowbrow forms. You know, he takes Mexican-American crafts and reworks those into very nice and beautiful large-scale lithographs.
And really, as I recall, his Terry Etherton space that opened up, believe it or not, 30 years ago.
Isn't that amazing? And that's just the downtown space. That doesn't even count his time on 4th Avenue. Terry was a huge champion of Luis Jimenez, and he said he did wonderful work, but he always left everyone on edge. Was he really going to come? He did great things, but he accepted so much work that he was always sort of late in providing it. And he unfortunately died in an accident about 6 years ago, but a very, very profound Mexican-American artist.
Well, this would be a great show to catch over the holiday season, for sure. Folks have some time off, might want to go down and check it out at Etherton Gallery downtown.
Yeah, and it's up until early February, I believe.
Okay. Well, Christmas upon us. Hard to believe Christmas Eve is 1 week from today, and very apropos that the Tucson Weekly, the issue coming out within the next 48 hours or so will be, you've got some very Christmas-oriented performing arts.
Yeah, that's right. I tried to take a look at everything, dance, music, theater. This coming weekend is one of my favorite Christmas traditions in Tucson. It's the Borderlands play called A Tucson Pastorella. This is a wonderful sort of low-key, it's sort of like community theater, professional theater, music. It's the story of the shepherd's search for the baby Jesus. They're out in the desert, and it's a traditional play that comes from medieval Europe. You know, back in the day when people were not literate, the priests tried to teach the Bible stories through drama. And this is one of the plays that made it to the New World, and it's become very Latin. But it's a comic story because the shepherds are out in the desert and the devils are always trying to tempt them. What Borderlands does is bring it up to date every year with sort of modern characters. And this year we've got a guy who's sort of an angry Arizona guy who runs into these shepherds out in the desert and learns that they're going to be detained in the Eloy Detention Center. So we have overlays of old and new. But it's actually very fun. It's serio-comic. We have Gertie and the T.O. Boys, a wonderful Wyla band from the Tohono O'odham musicians, and a lot of Christmas carol singing in Spanish and in English. It's just a delightful thing. That's this weekend at Leo Rich Theater downtown.
All right. That's the 16th edition of the Borderlands Theater Company. So it's become a Christmas tradition, to say the least.
Yeah, absolutely.
How about music and dance at the TCC on Saturday night and Sunday afternoon?
Yeah, Tucson Symphony Orchestra does this show every year. It's a real holiday show called The Magic of Christmas, just a few days before the big day. There's a community sing-along. We have the orchestra playing, and you can sing along, fa-la-la, and deck the halls. But then we also have professional singers, you know, the TSO Chorus, which is, of course, a wonderful group of professional choral singers. And then we're going to have the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus. And in addition, there's going to be dancing, and you know how much I love dance.
Mm-hmm.
We have lots of nutcrackers still going on in town, but what they do at this concert is the Tucson Regional Ballet does excerpts from their Southwest Nutcracker, which actually was on the stages this past weekend, but they return and go back to the same stage this coming weekend and perform excerpts from their Nutcracker, which is set in 1880s Tucson, so that's a lot of fun, too.
And we mentioned at the opening about that swinging Christmas. That sounds fun at the Fox.
Yeah, right, this Thursday night. You know, it's kind of mid-century Christmas music, white Christmas, happy holidays. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Oh, I love that music.
Yeah, they say it's really the music, you know, made famous by the Andrews sister, Nat mm-hmm. King Cole, and, you know, those sort of old-fashioned songsters.
Yeah.
So that sounds like it'd be great. Six-piece band on stage and four different vocalists. You know, they do that wonderful kind of harmony that we don't hear so much of anymore.
And Nutcracker, you said, still got quite a few going on.
Four more, Bill.
Wow. Okay. So
out of, I think I wrote about nine in my original Nutcracker stories. So obviously this is the last weekend before Christmas. The four shows are going to be on. The Moscow Ballet comes touring every year. They go all over the West. You know, it's a touring company from Russia.
Yeah.
And they do, you know, the sort of classic Russian Nutcracker. That's going to be at the Fox also. Two performances on Saturday. And then the other three productions are by local studios, mostly kids, but Ballet Rincon, which is an East Side studio, uses the well-trained students from the UA School of Dance in the Leeds. And they perform in that newish Vail Theater of the Arts way on the East Side, which I'm told, I haven't been in it, is a wonderful large-scale performing arts center.
So there's no excuse to miss a Nutcracker this.
And if you do, Bill, you can still see the movie of it.
Yeah.
Over at Crossroads Festivals. I'm going to try to get to this one because, you know, the Nutcracker premiered in Russia at the Mariinsky Theater in 1892. This is a movie of the still-existing Mariinsky Ballet performing the Nutcracker in that beautiful, ornate old theater where the Nutcracker was born. So you can see that at the movies, at the Real Arts 6 Theater at Crossroads Festival.
And, of course, no Christmas would be complete without seeing It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can see that also at the Fox Theater on the big screen You know the story. The businessman thinks his life has been a failure, and an angel helps him see what a good man he has really been. And that's on Sunday afternoon and Monday evening at the Fox.
Margaret, we want to wish you a really happy holiday season. We thank you very much for being a part of this program, and to you and yours, really have a great Christmas season.
Oh, thank you, Bill, and the same to you.
Thanks a lot. Margaret Regan, okay, the Tucson Weekly Arts Editor, with us on the Buckmaster Show. You can look for her work in the current and upcoming Tucson Weekly. The Every Other Tuesday Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show is sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater. Fox folks encouraging you to celebrate the holiday by enjoying the performing arts with family and friends. Enjoy the classic holiday films we were just talking about, It's a Wonderful Life and A Christmas Story, on Sunday, December 22nd and Monday, December 23rd. View these festive films on the big screen in an authentic 1930s movie palace, and that being, of course, the Fox Tucson Theater. For more information about the schedule for the Fox and anything else that you would like to learn about their upcoming season, 54734, or visit foxtucson.com. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is supplied by Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Thank you to Culligan for supplying all of our in-studio guests and everyone here at KVOI with a nice chilled bottle of Culligan water. John C. Scott Show, the Dean of Local Talk. John is up from 3 to 5 this afternoon. Then Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe. They'll be here 6 to 8 tomorrow morning. On behalf of producer Rosemary Brandt, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.